Happy Tuesday. This one's going to be juicy, guys.
I'm ready to speak my truth.
Welcome back to the Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Alexis.
This is going to be a heated one.
Yes.
So we have a lot of pet peeves. We're complainers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We rant to each other all the time. Mm-hmm. You don't want to know how often we text each other permission to be mean.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know it, girl. Like pop
speak
off.
Your truth.
So today we're sharing our biggest pet peeves, and we're only reading 4 each. Mind you, my list has like 11.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, mine has like 10.
Yeah, we were like, we could keep going, but we're going to come off real negative.
Yeah, we could do a part 2 if people enjoy.
Yeah, if you guys like it so much, but if things get heated, so mm-hmm. sorry. We just really feel.
Sorry in advance. But I'm ready to unleash.
All right, you go first. You look like you have something you really want to share. You're like looking at me like smiling.
Okay, my first pet peeve, quite literally my biggest pet peeve of all time, is when I'm on sleep or do not disturb mode and you click notify anyway. I do not care what you need. Unless you're in dire need of something, or like it's an actual emergency where you're like, hey, I need you to take me to urgent care, or my car broke down.
Oh my God.
Don't hit it. Do not hit it to ask me to go out. Do not hit it if you're asking me something random. It's on sleep for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally my biggest pet peeve, because I think once, I don't know if Apple fixed this, but a while ago, like once you hit notify anyway and say I was like on sleep mode the next day, that mm-hmm. person's text always comes through now.
Oh.
I think it might have been like a malfunction thing, because I don't think it's like that anymore, but it literally pissed me off so bad. Like, it just pisses me off anytime.
No, the audacity for somebody to do
yes.
that. Like, it's not that important.
No, and that's why I'm saying, unless you really need me, like it's something serious, like of course I'm going to be there. But
yeah.
If you're asking me like, hey, want to go here, and it's like 10 p.m. No, my ass is in bed.
So is your phone on like vibrate, or like the sound's on, or what?
No.
So why does it bother you?
Because I still see it come through.
Oh, like you just don't want to, yeah. you don't want any notifications.
No.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't want to be bothered. Especially
oh,
if
I
it's
thought
for
like
for something stupid.
I was thinking like maybe if you're falling asleep.
Oh, no.
Because then that would drive me insane.
One time when I do actually like put my phone down and I'm like, hey, I'm setting my alarm for 6:30. Mm-hmm. There's been actually, I think, a few times where someone has passed through my sleep mode and it rings like the
really?
Text notification.
Yeah.
Because I put my ringer on so I can hear my alarm, obviously.
Oh.
Don't disturb my sleep.
No. One thing about me is that I'm unreachable.
That's literally me.
My phone is always on silent.
Yeah.
I'm constantly misplacing my phone.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, oh, I'll call in. I was like, babes.
It's silent.
Mm-mm.
That's how mine is too. I'm like, good luck finding it.
And I'm sleeping through the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nope. Do not disturb or not. I put my, also my phone is always facing down.
Yeah.
I never have the screen up like ever. So I'm mm-mm. like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Nobody's relying on me. I know.
There's this one person, which Melissa probably knows. I know Melissa's listening right now.
Hey.
That I literally had to mute the convo because this person would push through my do not disturb so many times.
And oh.
Oh. Irritates me.
I love the mute conversation button.
Gosh, me too.
Back in the day when I used to be in like bigger group chats when I had
yeah.
more friends.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That was so handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my first one.
That's a good one.
More of the story. If you have my phone number, don't push through it.
I'm like, not me though, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I've still never even done that.
No.
I have actually. But when
I
it's like,
get mad.
It's like, what? It's 5 p.m. 6
yeah.
p.m. That's totally different. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And I think, honestly, I was like, oh, I have it on for someone else.
No, I know. You're like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of the times, even when I text you on Do Not Disturb, you reply like right away.
Yeah,
because like,
I usually
hey.
Have it on so other people don't text me. But I'm texting you and like,
yeah.
Melissa.
Okay. So I feel like, okay, if I'm being real, my biggest pet peeve ever mm-hmm. is it's boring. So I'm not going to count it as one of my three, but I'll just share it. It's people chewing.
Yes.
Don't even get me started, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about it because it makes me physically angry. Just like I'm so mean, because if somebody around me is chewing really loudly, I stare them down. I'm like, do you think
please.
That's appropriate? Like,
you're like, read the room.
Literally grow up. Like, it's giving toddler. and it's rude.
Yeah.
That is my biggest pet peeve ever. However, I'm not going to count that as one of my three because I think it's boring and that's a lot of people's pet peeves.
True.
But just to add to that one, I have gotten in fights over it. Like me and my brother.
Yeah.
Physical.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And me and Gali too. I'll stare at him and I'm like, you animal. Like, get away from me.
Yeah. You're like, stop chewing.
I can't be in the same room as somebody that's disgusting.
Yeah. You're like, you pig.
No, I know. Oh my God. I can't. And even if like their mouth is closed, I don't care. I don't care who this person is. If their mouth is closed and I can still hear them,
you're like, stop.
I'm like, just get away from me. Like, I just, I cannot handle it. It's the only thing that I hear. It consumes me. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it more than I already have. I want this one. I want my pet peeves to be more niche. And I feel like that one's not very niche. Like, you know.
Yeah. Most I also hate chewing. One broad one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. So my real big pet peeve is when people mispronounce words. Specifically. Oh, I can't even say it out loud. I hate it. I hate when people say jewelry. The rage I feel just saying that out loud. It's jewelry. It's literally, read it. Like, it's spelled jewelry.
Jewelry.
They're missing the whole E and they just say jewelry.
Wait.
I hate it. I hate it.
Jewelry? That's how they're saying it?
No.
Wait. No, I said it right, right?
Say it again.
Jewelry?
Jewelry. That's how you pronounce it.
Jewelry?
Yeah. Jewel.
Yeah.
Okay. Jewel.
No, I'm like thinking
like a jewel, like a diamond and then or whatever. Jewelry.
That's jewelry.
Literally how it's spelled. J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. People say jewelry. Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Do you see the difference? Jewelry. Jewelry. It drives me insane.
Now I'm like thinking about it.
And then also when people say library, oh, library, babes.
Library.
Missing a whole R. Library. It's library.
Library.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm, what is it, phonetics?
It's like just, it's like, do we need to go back to third grade?
Espresso. Don't get us started on espresso.
Pizza.
Pizza.
I've had it.
I've had it with people.
I've had it.
As if Sabrina song hasn't taken over the world by domination. That's that me espresso, not espresso.
Also, very similarly, is when full-blown adults can't spell Wednesday.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm like, if you need to pronounce it Wednesday,
what?
I prefer that. Like, I'll get over my issues with people not being able to speak correctly. Just spell Wednesday. And it's like, we live in an autocorrect era.
Yeah.
Or
in the world of technology.
The amount of times I see full grown adults too that can't spell restaurant.
Oh.
I can't. It's like the world is plummeting.
You're like, this is it. I can't deal.
That's my, my biggest pet peeve is when people cannot pronounce words. Oh, I also have seen a lot of people say fiver instead of fiber.
What?
It's a whole different letter.
I've never heard that.
Whole different letter.
That's like literally not the same.
Nope. I hate it.
Huh.
I said what I needed to say.
That's weird.
The rage I feel. It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Similarly to the people chewing one.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I'm like, I've said enough.
Okay. Do you want me to save like my more general one for last?
Do whatever you want. Why does it matter?
Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to share it anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted mine. Because I'm like.
You don't want it to count that much.
I just didn't want mine to count.
Okay.
For me. Because I have a lot of specific ones that I think are more important.
I'll save my other two specific ones for last then.
Okay.
Okay. My second one is people who don't use their turn signal. Literally pisses me off.
You turned into a rage driver?
Yes,
like ever since moving back from LA.
Yes, yeah. Literally, no one there, no one here, no one in Orange County uses their turn signal.
No,
and I'm like, don't cut me off because I'm gonna honk at you and flip you off.
It's just
because
people down here drive so much more like chill and like relaxed than people in LA.
I'm literally like, just signal, so I know you're coming over.
Yeah, it's not really.
No, it literally irritates me.
Yeah.
Every time.
No, especially on the freeway. Like, yes. If there's enough room where nobody's even near you, they'll just be like, okay. And they'll just wiggle over.
I'm like, don't even get me started when you're like driving on the street and I'm going straight and the person turning doesn't signal. So then I'm like abruptly like stopping because they're slowing down all of a sudden, and then they signal.
And like, then you're like, hello.
Yeah.
God. Oh my God.
I can't. I'm like, I need to stop there.
Okay. My next one is when you're watching a video online, like a TikTok or a reel, and the song audio ends before the video is over.
That's a good
It's giving millennial.
Yes, it's giving I don't know how to edit.
And it's like, did you really not watch your video 30 times before you posted it? And if you did, that didn't bother you?
Yeah.
Like, the amount of times that's happened to me and I just changed the audio because I was like, it doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't fit the length of the video. It's not going to work.
Like, just switch it out.
I hate it.
No, that's honestly so true.
It's like, you shouldn't be a content creator if you do that. No. Mm-hmm.
No. That's actually a really good one.
Because it's like, it's not the fit. Like, it doesn't fit the video. Either you adjust your video or you pick a different audio. Like, sorry, that's just not the audio for you.
And there's so many audios.
No, there's so many songs out there.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. I hate it.
That's actually, like, really good.
It drives me insane because it's like, how did you not catch this? And it's just giving sloppy.
It's giving lazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you understand.
Jesus Christ. Okay. My third one's, I guess, niche, if you will.
God. Wait, this is so funny that we're like breezing through these because we have to cut ourselves off from ranting for too long.
I fear like the do not disturb one and the one I'm about to say. I'm like, I need to like take a deep breath. Okay, my third one is, let me clear my throat for this. When people wear Dodger jerseys to a Padres games. Free game, and we're not playing them. Why the f are just you to be wearing cool. it? Yes, it's so annoying.
That's like, really stupid.
I could care less if you're so far up Mookie Betts that you need Who's to that? Wear one of their players.
Oh,
that's the jersey I always see, and I'm like, why are you wearing it? We're not playing them. We're not playing them anytime soon.
That's so niche.
Tomboy when it comes to baseball.
It's true.
Yes. And it pisses me off that they will wear it when we're not playing them just to literally be an
No, I think it is because it's like our rival.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it totally is.
And I'm like,
just to be like, I'm here for the vibes, probably. Like, that's what they're saying is I'm here for the vibes and I don't like the Padres.
I'm like, the gag of it all is I swear I've heard so many Dodger fans come down to Petco and be like, oh my God, this is so much nicer than
ours. Oh no, they love our stadium.
I'm like, get out of here.
With their royal blue jerseys.
Yeah, ugly. I'm like, you guys match Texas and Kansas City. Whoop-de-doo.
It's so funny because I have an LA Dodgers hat.
Okay, but they're cute. I will give
it's
them that.
It's so cute. Yeah. Like that one and then the New York Yankees hat.
Oh, I love the Yankees
hats. I'm like, I'm sorry, but the SD logo is not it for me.
No, and
it
they doesn't never fit. Come in like the cute neutral colors.
No, it's like in brown and yellow. And it's like, I'm like, sorry, but it doesn't fit my aesthetic.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't wear yellow.
No, and then the Yankees one comes in like a million colors. Mm-hmm. They're so cute. They have them in green, like a sage
they sell
green.
Them at Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at Garage, they have them too. Yeah. They have it like in a cream. Mm-hmm. And I got the LA one in black and I wear it all the time. I don't watch baseball. The only two teams that I like are the Giants and the Padres. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, I'm like, I don't really don't care. Couldn't care less. I could name almost all the Padres or all the baseball teams, though.
Yeah.
But I just don't watch it enough to like care. And I always forget that like the Dodgers are our rivals, but I just wear it because it says Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm like, the vibes.
You're like, good vibes and it's cute.
Yeah. But I'm like, when I got it for Christmas, my mother-in-law gave it to me. And then another family member was like, you like the Dodgers? And I was like, who?
You're like, what? You're like, I'm just wearing
like, never heard of them.
Stylish.
I was like, oh, no, I just thought it was cute. And she was like, oh.
That's probably like some accusation I would hold you against. I'm like,
no,
you
I
fake
know.
Fan.
The looks I'm probably getting on the streets. Because I don't know like the Padres schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm probably wearing it on like a Padres day. I'm one of those people that you hate.
It's literally my biggest
fear. I would never wear it to the stadium.
No.
I know I have boundaries.
Just really grinds my gears when people do that. Ugh. Okay. I'm done with that.
Okay.
I'm gonna get pissed off.
Okay. So similarly to a TikTok one, is, oh my God, I cannot stand when people cannot tell when something is staged on TikTok.
Oh yeah, like those, like,
oh my gosh,
not prank videos, but like just videos like that where you can tell it was like set up,
like those couple videos, like, yes. They're funny. I love the couple videos, but when people are like, oh my God, like that's so crazy that they would do that, and I'm like, they probably rehearse this like 30,
they probably wrote a script for it.
And it's so funny to me because I feel like, I don't know if it, who's commenting these things. Mm-mm. But I'm like, is Gen Z that gullible?
I feel like,
I don't know what it is, but when people just don't know when something is staged, no. It's crazy. Or when it's meant to be like dry humor.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I get like secondhand embarrassment for those people. Cause I'm like,
you're like, are you for real?
Do you have a brain? Like, it's just embarrassing. Please. Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
I've seen like comments too. Cause we're going to Hawaii. So I've been looking up a lot of TikToks about it. And obviously, like, I understand people don't want tourists going into, like, you know, local places. Mm-hmm. They want to keep certain places more private and less packed. I respect that. I understand that. You can totally tell by the context of the comment and, like, the emojis that they're using. Like, they're using heart eye emojis or, like, sparkles. Like, it's sarcasm.
Yes.
You know? And so people will be like, oh, haha, that's this speech. Mm-hmm. The amount of times I've seen people reply and be like, thank you so much, I'm going on my trip soon. And I'm like, oh, they're sending you to an ugly beach. And I saw one similarly that somebody did for San Diego.
Oh.
So if you don't know, there's a beach here called Imperial Beach. Mm-hmm. And it's not a nice beach. No. It smells really bad.
It's bad.
Not a good beach. Mm-mm. And I literally saw this today where somebody posted Winsensee Beach, which is a very nice beach here in La Jolla. Yeah. And the caption didn't say where it was. Mm-hmm. The caption was like, can you guess where it is? And so the comments was like, I love IB. I love Imperial Beach.
Please.
And then people in the, I literally saw somebody reply and be like, oh my God, perfect. Oh my Thank God. You so much. And I was like,
no.
Oh, please don't go on the internet. No.
You're like, when you show up to IB...
No, it's just a pet peeve of mine because I'm like, you need to read the room.
Yeah, get some better humor too.
Yeah.
While you're at it.
Yeah.
My God. Okay. Another pet peeve I have is when girls wear their Apple Watches with nice dresses or nice clothes.
That's mine too.
Or in a wedding. Oh my God. Do not get me started. Take that damn thing off.
I can't. I hate it. Take it off. I don't care if you switch the strap into like a metal one.
No.
It's horrible. It ruins
the photos.
Don't even get me started on the tans.
No.
Put some self-tanner on.
That's on them.
No, that's deserved.
Yeah. I literally hate, because I feel like this past year, so many people I follow have been like bridesmaids or something and they're wearing their damn Apple Watch.
That's crazy. I've never seen that. I would have kicked you guys out of my wedding.
No, I literally would be like, take that off or like hide it behind someone.
No. And then I have to ask the photographer to Photoshop that out. Like, seriously, just take it off.
I'm like, you don't need to close your rings that bad.
Take it off. Put some makeup on to cover the tan.
No, it's literally my biggest pet peeve. Or even if you're wearing like a nice dress out to brunch, it looks so ugly. It ruins the outfit.
No, it totally does.
Like, I literally use mine for, like, you know, everyday errands or, like, obviously my workouts.
Yeah.
But you will not catch me dead wearing that on a Saturday when I'm at brunch in a cutie little outfit. I cannot stand it.
I don't know if you would agree with this. I'm not an Apple Watch girl, okay? I've never had one. I just don't think it looks good to wear unless you're wearing athleisure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I was like, I don't know if you wear it with jeans. Because, like, sorry if this is personal.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I just...
I'm always in like some type of like workout outfit.
Yeah. Like, and it needs to be like a sweatsuit or leggings. Yeah. Like, pretend like you're going to the gym. Okay. I agree.
Yeah, I agree. God. I'm just like, take it off. They're wearing like this nice chiffon gown. And it's like you have this black Apple Watch.
Chiffon.
Oh my God. Like, gosh. I literally can't.
All right. My last one. So technically, I guess I'm doing five because I said I'm not going to count the chewing one.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to do something a little bit different. But I feel like my last one actually ended up going hand in hand with the last one I just read. So I guess I won't really count it. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave it at the chewing one as being one, I think.
Yeah.
Because the last one that I wrote down was when people don't know how to read the room or like they're just not self-aware.
Yeah.
So I feel like that goes hand in hand with the comments one, the TikTok one.
Oh, yeah.
So same thing. Same energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to go into it because
I feel like some people just don't know how to read the room. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my God, I saw the craziest TikTok today. I love the Am I the A-hole TikToks.
Oh my God, yes.
I get so many of them.
Yeah.
And I saw one today that some girl posted that she feels like the biggest moron. And I was like, oh, you poor thing. This one actually, yeah. I didn't get upset with her, mm-hmm. with the writer, but I was like, you poor thing. But she was at the vet and her cat had an emergency. It was mm-hmm. like the emergency vet hospital, and her cat ended up being fine. So she was waiting for the vet to bring out her cat. Yeah. So she was just in the waiting room, and there was another couple out there who she had just assumed mm-hmm. that they were also waiting for their animal to be yeah. brought out to them. Well, the vet comes out with like a fancy like bag.
Oh.
And so she was like, ooh, do we get goodie bags? Want to guess what was in that bag? The ashes of their animal.
Oh my God.
And the lady was pregnant from the couple, and she just burst into tears.
I would have bursted into tears too.
And everybody in the office just like froze and just stared at her.
That's so embarrassing.
And she was like, I don't know why it didn't click with me, like, this is an emergency vet hospital, like,
yeah,
people's pets will pass here. So it just didn't click. So she yelled, ooh, do we get goodie bags?
Oh my God, I would never recover.
No, I would never step foot in there ever again. Like, that would haunt me. That would keep me up at night.
Yeah.
No, I was like, you poor thing, you poor, just Mm-mm. right over her head.
That's, wow.
That's really embarrassing. That's,
I would not, like, how do you even come back from that?
Again, with the reading the room, it's like, maybe just take a second. Like, good intentions, I guess. Yeah. She's probably a very sweet girl. Mm-hmm. I love that. She was just trying to be like, ooh, I want a goodie bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, Miss Girl, you were in a hospital.
Yeah. You're not at Petco.
No. That was a bad one.
Oh, God. I have, like, one more bonus one. It just, like, came to mind.
Okay.
When you're on an airplane and the parent doesn't control their kid, like, kicking your seat. Like, they just let the kid do it.
That's valid off of the airplane. Like, just people yes. not telling their kid to settle down.
Yeah. No.
I do not need to deal with your kid running around.
No.
I don't remember where I was the other day, but a kid literally ran into me.
No. Oh my
God. I don't even know where their parent was. Crazy.
That reminds me of when I was at our local mall a few weeks ago, and I was walking out of Urban Outfitters, and there was these children playing, and one like smacked me, like their ball hit me and like the tit area. I'm like, first of all, stop, that's so embarrassing. Where are your parents? Second of all, why are we playing in the mall?
How old were they?
Probably like 5. Ew. Third of all,
I said ew.
Yeah, it was right. I just gave them the dirtiest look, which, yeah, I could have been like nice, but like, it's okay, sweetie. No.
Oh, no.
Why are you playing in the mall?
No. When the kid ran into, like, literally straight into my knees.
Oh, my God.
I went, oop. And I just kind of like held my hands out at them to like keep them away from me. So I was like, germs.
You're like, back off.
I was like, I'm a germaphobe. Get away from me. Like, do not touch me. But they literally just like sprinting into my legs. And I went, oop. And I like kind of pushed them away a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they ended up hitting me, but I just kind of like, I didn't touch them, but I was like, get away from me. Mm-hmm. So I like scooted and kind of like put my hands in front where it's like, do not get near me. And they like looked at me. I don't know where their parents were. I was like looking around expecting a parent to say sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody say sorry. Nobody seemed concerned.
Literally.
So I'm like, I don't know.
I'm like, control your kids.
Keep them on a leash.
Yeah. No, literally. They make the leashes.
Like, maybe that's one of my pet peeves is when they don't have them.
Exactly.
On a leash. Like, if you have a hyper child, put them on a leash.
Put them on a leash.
I'm a proud leash.
Leash enthusiast.
Leash enthusiast. If I have a hyper child, I don't know. I'm just like, I need to know where they are at all times. Yeah. I'm not going to have them running into people.
No. Throwing things around.
Mm-mm. And in this day and age, I need to know where they are.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Also, they can get hurt. Like, it's just a lot of risks. Just leash them.
There's a lot of things. Like, go into it.
Just tie them up.
Put the leash. I cannot.
Oh my God, we're not even parents.
No.
Not even close.
Uh-uh.
We're teenagers.
Yeah, I'm literally just a girl.
Okay, if we don't stop now.
We're never going to stop.
We never will.
We'll be going until like 11 p.m.
So if you like this one, let us know if you want us to do another one, because we could keep going forever.
Yes, we have lots.
But we won't. We'll stop ourselves because we have control.
And enough was enough for today.
Enough was enough. Yeah. I'm like, I want to go to sleep on a good note.
Yeah.
Not feeling riled up and heated.
Oh, gosh.
The rage I feel. I got all hot right now. And
no,
everything.
Literally. We're like speaking our truth over here.
Oh, my God. Some controversial stuff.
Yeah. Gosh.
Imagine we get a bad review because they're like, I say jewelry.
I say pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Okay. Anyway, hope you like this episode. Hope it made you laugh. Little lighthearted episode. And follow us on Instagram and TikTok at BeyondTheFilterPod. And leave us a review if you thought we were funny. And if you didn't, don't leave us a review.
Yeah.
Please.
If you even just let out a little giggle.
Wait, actually.
Let us know.
Speaking of our reviews really quick.
Oh, gosh.
So funny because.
Did we get a hate comment?
No.
Oh.
Gunny, my sweet husband, so supportive. He wanted to leave us a review because we only have like 9, I think. We don't have very many.
Okay, famous.
We have 12.
Not us being in our fame era.
Watch out, world. Anyway, so he wanted to leave us a review in April, and he was like, okay, like, what do the girlies say? So he wrote something. He used like the heart hands emoji and all.
Please.
He put, favorite pod. They are so funny. I love setting up and putting away the microphones for them.
Oh, my gosh.
With the heart hands.
With the heart hands.
And you can see his little username. He's like, I love being Freddy.
Oh.
Do you see it?
Yes. That's actually kind of iconic.
He's
and I
so
love that.
Funny. And that's our last review.
Yeah. Oh,
so leave us another one because our last one was in April and it's now June. No, July.
July.
So it's time, guys.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyway, see you next week.
Bye.